19. At the Well. Margareta and Lizzie with pictures.
Heard of Barbara? What's she done?
Oh no, I don't see anybody.
Sybil told me the whole story. She fell, she did. It's lots of fun. So snooty then.
How so?
But stinks like poo. For sure that girl is eating now for two.
Oh dear.
She's had her fun and gets her wages. She has been hanging on that boy for ages. A long walk so entrancing that led to town and then to dancing. She always had to be the first. They'll court you, cakes for appetite and wine for thirst. You'll feel so pretty you could burst. She had no class and zero sense of shame. Took gifts from him and felt no blame. The cooing's done, the honey sucked, and so the little flower is plucked.
Poor thing.
You can't feel sorry for that puss. Spinning at night once, one of us, kept upstairs by our mum, saw from above. She stood so sweet before her love in the dark alley there below. An hour was not enough, oh no. No standing up now. She'll bow down in sinner's sackcloth from now on.
But surely he will marry her.
He'd be a fool. A lively guy knows there are other fish to fry. Besides, he skipped.
That isn't fair.
If she weds him, she should take care. The lads will trash the wreath she wore and we'll throw dirty straw about her door. Exit Lizzie.
Margareta makes her way home.
How could I scold before so shrilly some poor girl who has just been silly? Another's sin to smear and spatter. Too many words for tongue to utter. How black, and blacker still it seemed, but never black enough I deemed. That same sin wrought great things in me, and now I'm sin itself, I see. Yet all that drove me, God, I fear, was so, so good and dear.
Exit Margareta.